The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, St. Peter auditioning for... What's that say? The auditioning for the next Carl's Jr. sexy television commercial?
Yeah, that's right, Jesus, that's right. What's wrong with that?
What?
What do you mean?
Oh, all right.
I'm going to do this.
Let's just do it. We got to kill time anyway.
Yeah, shut up already,
St.
Jesus.
St. Peter auditioning to be in the next sexy Carl's Jr. television commercial.
That's right.
Break a leg, Peter. Just do it.
All right. I got my burger right here. My burger. Okay, let's do it. You ready? You're ready. Okay, let's go.
All right.
Hi, I'm St. Peter, and I love eating at Carl's Jr. It's so good. Watch me eat this burger and how sexy it is. Oh, it's so
good. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's the best burger.
That's gross, dude. That is gross.
It's the best burger ever. Oh, that's so... Shut up, Jesus.
It's falling
out
of your mouth.
I'm going to choke this fucking burger. Shut up.
It's falling out of your mouth, dude.
Now let's go
fucking
again.
Gross.
Hi, I'm St. Peter, and I eat burgers sexy. Watch me eat this burger sexy.
Oh, come on.
That's so good.
Nobody's going to think that's sexy,
the show
Peter.
This burger is so good.
Nobody's going to think that's sexy. That is awful.
You shut up, Jesus. Just shut up. I'm trying to do this. God damn it.
Oh, that's gross. It's gross.
I need some drink. Let's go again.
Fucking gross, dude.
Hey, I'm St. Peter here for Carl's Jr. I love Carl's Jr. and I love this burger. This burger, it's already got a few bites taken out of it, but that's okay. Don't worry about that. This is the bite that counts. It's so good, and I'm so sexy when I do it.
Oh my God!
Maybe I'll take a bite, and then I'll take my shirt off. Here we go.
No, let's not do that. That's not necessary for the. Oh,
it's
my
so
God!
This is a good burger.
That's horrific.
Here, I'm gonna take
Peter.
My shirt off now.
Don't take your. Oh, come on. Come on, that is nasty.
Look how fucking sexy I am when I eat this fucking burger.
You try to shave your chest?
Carl's Jr., you should hire
Jesus
me. Check
Christ.
This shit out.
That is not sexy.
Look at these
at all,
nipples.
Dude. Oh, my.
Jesus, will you shut the fuck up? You're ruining my audition. I'm going to cut you out of this. I'm trying to fucking make an audition tape. What are you doing? God damn it, I can't even fucking throw up sounds on my audition tape.
That is fucking awful, dude.
It's not going to get him to do anything.
Fucking awful.
Man, I'm getting some heartburn. Jesus Christ.
They're not going to hire you, man.
Will you shut up, Jesus?
They're not going to hire that bullshit, dude.
Hi. I'm St. Peter. And I'm so fucking sexy. What's the sexy way? God damn it, Jesus. Can you turn your fucking microphone off or something?
You're not sexy.
You're ruining this for
Holy
me.
Shit.
This could be my ticket out of here.
Fucking
Let's
awful,
see how sexy
dude.
I am.
This
see how
so
sexy
awful.
I am. I could be fucking gone.
Right.
But you won't shut the fuck up.
Right.
God
right.
damn it, Jesus.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Hey, this is St. Peter for Carl's Jr. I'm going to tell you how much I love Carl's Jr. and how much I love this burger. Watch how sexy I am when I eat this fucking burger.
Don't do that.
God damn it,
don't
Jesus.
Don't do that.
Are you
don't
fucking
eat it
serious?
Again. That's
Are
so bad, dude.
Are you fucking serious,
That's
Jesus?
So
You're
fucking
killing
bad.
Me. Oh, fuck this. Fuck this. I'm done. I'm done.
Look, make sure you'll look for St. Peter in the next Carl's Jr. television ad.
Oh, this is kind of cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner, Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show. on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg here at Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit.
Yeah, what up, ho? Stoner Jesus Show live, chapter 3, verse 13. Doing it live on January 19th, 2020. Second show of the new year of the new decade, our traditional chocolate milk special. Our chocolate milk day special. It's a tradition that goes back 10 years. Tried to find a clip from back then, I could not. Thought I had one, I didn't. Apparently, I didn't look hard enough, I don't know. Lot of chocolate milk stuff lined up. You don't know what chocolate milk means? Well, it's pretty self-explanatory. But just in case, I'll explain it coming up. Anyway, I have a new voicemail from St. Peter, also related to Chocolate Milk Day. A bunch of other clips of the best of Cardi B. Aaron Hernandez is back in the news because of the Netflix documentary. I watched that last night. We did a parody song back in the day about Aaron Hernandez. Played that. All kinds of stuff going on. We are live in many, many places. At StonerJesus420 on Periscope and Twitter. StonerJesus420 Twitch on Twitch. Stoner Jesus page on Facebook and the Stoner Jesus 420 on YouTube. I know it's a lot. I try to post the links helpfully on Twitter, but, you know, not everybody's on Twitter. Some of you are watching me somewhere else. So I can only do so much. You're wasting the power of Jesus on links. StonerJesus.net for all information on the show, past episodes, social media links, stuff like that, sponsor banners. StonerJesus.net. Also have a Twitter suspension yesterday to talk about. It's quite interesting stuff. Anyway, kill it. Kill the music. It's enough. We get it. I rock. It's rock and roll. It's heavy guitars. It's in your face. Bro. Right, got to throw in a bro. Anyway. Let's see. We had the poll. I'm doing the poll. Why do we have the poll up first? The poll's in the second section, the second segment. That's wrong. That's annoying. Anyway. Here. Did I do this right? Did I get this graphic right? Maybe. We'll see. Sometimes that scroll bogs things down. I don't know. It's very annoying. If it does, I have to stop it. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. Did I upload the voicemail? I didn't. Holy crap. Holy crap. I do believe if I try to upload it now, it's going to destroy the stream. But I have to upload it because the whole segment's built around it. You know what? I'm just going to try it. If the stream goes bad, bear with me. Hopefully we can come back. Hopefully this isn't too bad. I'm going to try to add. I added it. I had to add it. It is. It's on here. Okay, I just gotta move it up. I know I added it. There's no way I'm not that old at this point that I've forgotten whether or not I uploaded a new voicemail from St. Peter. And those are the kinds of traumatic experiences that stay with you for a lifetime. Anyway, Chocolate Milk Day. I gotta explain that first before I do the... See? It's off the rails and bring it back. I'm bringing it all back. Chocolate Milk Day. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's a revered holiday. Starting in 2009, we started doing Chocolate Milk Day. How you get chocolate milk? Well, mix some cocoa in with some milk? No, I'm not going to do stupid jokes. Just this one. MLK. You say MLK, it's milk. But Martin Luther King was black, so it's chocolate milk. So it's Chocolate Milk Day. Special. That's it. It's easy. It's easy to follow. Anyway, I had to explain it because St. Peter makes reference to it. A very nasty reference, I might say. Directed at me, not Martin Luther King Jr. Anyway, St. Peter, he's been gone a long time. He has a new job somewhere, scraping dead animals off the road, which he seems to work into the conversation incessantly. I don't know why I just keep mentioning it. We remember. He scrapes dead animals off the road. It's not like it's a prestigious position. It's not like a step up from being a podcast sidekick, which is what he was before, or a person who bilks old women out of their Social Security checks. Another one of his employment lines. So, anyway, new voicemail from St. Peter for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a.k.a. Chocolate Milk Day.
Hey. Hey, Jesus. Hey, Jesus, it's me, Peter. I was just out here taking a break from, you know, my new job of scraping dead animals off the road and whatnot, and I was thinking about Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Like, you know, it's coming up, or like it's today and it's celebrated tomorrow or something. I don't know, Jesus. I'm not really a holiday expert, if you will. But by the way, you still do that chocolate milk thing? Boy, I can't imagine you're still doing that chocolate milk day special. Jesus, I mean, it's pretty fucking dumb. It's like, how many years can you do the same joke, right? Right? I'm sure you've moved on to something else by now. Something better and funnier. Anyway, Jesus, I was thinking... I should contribute to, like, the holiday or whatever by sending you a voicemail. I was in this Denny's the other day, Jesus, after my shift from, scraping the dead animals off the road. And I was at the Denny's, and man, and this woman, really older woman, she's like at least 100, I don't know, Jesus, I'm not good with ages either. I'm about as good with ages as I am with holidays, you know what I'm saying? I was talking to this really old lady at Denny's. And she told me that she used to bang Martin Luther King Jr. And of course, I was like, oh, you know, whatever. I mean, you're like 100 or whatever, and the age checks out. But I don't really know you're telling the truth. And boy, she went into like some, what does it say, Jesus? She went into some like really graphic detail about the size and the girth of Martin Luther King Jr.'s dong. It was like, she said he just whipped that motherfucker out. And it was like big, big old schlong, Jesus. Big old schlong, Jesus. I believe she used the word anaconda like 3 or 4 times. As I said, she's really got into graphic detail about, you know, what they used to do. And he used to like bend her over, and he used to do like the reverse wheelbarrow or whatever. That was like his favorite position. Well, I'm not sure what that is. I guess you have to look it up, the reverse wheelbarrow. Anyway, Jesus, by the end of like talking this word, I was really convinced that she was one of Martin Luther King Jr.'s mistresses, one of the broads he used to bang. God, I forget her name. It's like Becca, Beth, Veronica. I don't know. I forget her name, Jesus. It's really not important. It's really not important right now. The point is, I think she banged Martin Luther King Jr. And now he had a big old dong, and that's, I think it's a great way to celebrate his day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Thank you, Martin Luther King Jr. And fuck you, Jesus.
So there we go. New voicemail from St. Peter. Unnecessary shots. First of all, my chocolate milk day special gimmick that I got going on. It's unnecessary. You know, I don't go to where he works and tell him that he's scraping the dead animals off the road in the wrong way. Just mind your business. Anyway, according to Urban Dictionary, reverse wheelbarrow is a sex move in which a woman on back with knees hooked into man's elbows, lifting pelvis. Used in a sentence, I gave her the reverse wheelbarrow. There you go. Thank you, Urban Dictionary. There we go. Can you see? Thank you. See, this made me do something. He said Google it, and I did while he was talking. It's very annoying. Anyway, we got a break. I was suspended on Twitter for 12 hours yesterday. It's my first Twitter suspension under their hate guidelines or whatever. Here is the message that they sent me with the tweet that I sent. So we've determined that this account violated Twitter rules specifically for violating our rules against hateful conduct. You may not promote violence against, threaten, or harass other people on the basis of race, ethnicity, national origin, sexual orientation, gender identity, religious affiliation, age, disability, or serious disease. I guess what I said would fall either under disability or serious disease. I said, at Bette Miller, you seem slightly retarded. It was just an offhand, off-the-cuff comment. She tweeted something about, like, that Nancy Pelosi is now going to be president or something like that. Which, I mean, obviously something has to happen to Trump and to Pence before that even comes across. But that's not even the point of, is this something I feel like saying? Because I see her tweets all the time, and she seems to me to be slightly retarded. So, you know, I pointed that out, and maybe I shouldn't have. Maybe it is hateful against her disability and or serious disease. So I paid for it. I paid the ultimate price. 12 hours of Twitter suspension. Again, the struggle. The struggle that I go through every day. It's monumental. I can't. It's almost too much. Sometimes. Anyway. Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 3, Verse 13. Still to come with the poll that I ran on Twitter. The results of that about changing Martin Luther King Jr. Day officially to Chocolate Milk Day. Can you imagine how well that went over? I was going to do a prank call. I was going to call the NAACP and ask them what they thought about changing the name of the day to Chocolate Milk Day. But then I couldn't find a contact number for them. And then I thought, well, maybe the King Center in Atlanta, which focuses on Martin Luther King Jr. And I should have done that earlier because they close at 5 o'clock. So not well planned out in general on that aspect of the Chocolate Milk Day special. But do we have some other favorite Martin Luther King Jr. videos, some of my favorites from the internet. And, as I said, I watched the Aaron Hernandez documentary on Netflix last night, docuseries, whatever you want to call it. And we did a parody song. He's back in the news because everybody's watching the documentary. So we did a parody song about Aaron Hernandez a few years ago when he was charged with the double murder after. It seemed like he shot the two other people after he killed the first person. We did a parody song. So I'm going to play that and the best of Cardi B just because Cardi B is my spirit animal. Not because she's black. It's racist. Don't be racist. Don't bring that shit in here. I won't have it. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 3, Verse 13. StonerJesus.net for all information on the show. We're on many, many platforms right now. Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, of course, and Periscope and Twitter at StonerJesus420. A lot more coming up. The Stoner Jesus Show Live. As I said, StonerJesus.net for all information on the show. If you're new, go check out StonerJesus.net, the CRs through the years, and the Stoner Bible, and all that stuff. It's awesome, awesome stuff. I know I'm biased, but if I do say so myself, it's pretty cool. It's your mom's favorite website. So that's something, I guess. Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 3, Verse 13. We'll be back. Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches, allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
Pear Savant speaks to patients, advocates, and professionals to keep you informed on all the latest trends and advancements in the medical cannabis industry on Alternative Talk, presented by AlternativeVibes.com. Tuesdays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 3, Verse 13, our Chocolate Milk Day special. Welcome everyone watching on all of the live platforms, including Twitter, Periscope, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. I can't monitor all of the chat areas. I do have Periscope pulled up. You can tweet me at StonerJesus420 on Twitter. Forgot to mention a couple of things. First of all, if you're watching the video version of the show, you see I'm wearing, in honor of Football Day, The Bengals headgear, you know, hear us roar. That's right. In honor of the mighty Bengals and their greatness. Anyway, there was one other thing I forgot. What the hell was that? I already forgot it again. I forgot it twice. Whatever it was. Hopefully I'll remember it in time. Oh, Stoner Jesus Show Gaming. You see the crawl. It was crawling at the bottom in the first segment. Been doing some, been noobing the fuck out some on Fortnite. The other night I was taking shots and doing bong rips every time I died, which is frequently, because I have like six or seven total hours of Fortnite experience. So you check that out. We do it on Periscope and Twitch, StonerJesus420, Twitch as well. Now, more Chocolate Milk Day festivities. Did a poll on Twitter. My African-American followers thought we could change the name of Martin Luther King Jr. Day to Chocolate Milk Day. And they had four options. So if I said we should change the name of Martin Luther King Jr. Day to Chocolate Milk Day, would you find it A, stupid, B, stupid and offensive, C, reasonable and funny, or D, fuck you, cracker? And I'm happy to say that fuck you, cracker was the winner with 35% of the vote. Coming in second was stupid and offensive, and then tied for last was 20% was stupid, and 20% found it reasonable and funny. So thank you for all of my African-American voters that voted. If you were white and you voted, I'm ashamed of you. I'm ashamed of you cheating. You cheating fucking honky. Fuck you, cracker. Anyway, fuck you, cracker was the winner of the poll. As I said, thanks to everyone who participated. My prank call plans fell through because I did not... Well, they're not planned. There was the prank call plan. There has to be the plan part. I don't have the plan part, and I fucked that up. So there's no one to call right now. There's no one to open. So we'll move on. So my funny... my favorite shit on the internet related to Martin Luther King Jr. And then we'll talk about the Aaron Hernandez documentary. And then in the next segment, I'll bring you the best of Cardi B. Will assault your senses, if you will. The best of Cardi B. First, a little Funny or Die skit about Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
This is an awesome Martin Luther King Day barbecue.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, man.
Hey, you know, I was thinking, is it weird that we're having an MLK barbecue, but there's no...
you know, there's... Yeah. Did you invite any, you know?
No.
You know.
Should've.
Oh. You know any, you know? Oh, yeah, I know tons of different...
Yeah, me too, man. Because I'm friends with, like, so many.
You know. Yeah.
Oh, maybe we should call,
He's... Call him up. You know what? I'm gonna call him.
Do it. Wait. I don't want him to think we're calling him just because he's... You know?
Oh. No, I'll handle it. I'll just totally play it cool. So.
Hey, man.
Hey! What are you up to, dude?
Nothing, just grilling.
Cool. Okay. Hey, I was wondering if you would like to come over for a barbecue, because today is... You know...
What are you doing?
I'm sorry. No, I don't want you to think that I'm just calling and asking you, because today is...
No.
You know, and you're... You know...
You're blowing it.
So,
yeah, I know, you know,
No, just calm down. Today is... Yes, it is, you know...
No.
You are... A... Not a...
I know.
One of...
Let him respond.
I'm actually... There are a lot of people here, and I'm busy grilling. I don't think I'm gonna make it.
Yeah, no, that's cool, man. I'm... Okay.
But, thanks for asking.
No, thank you. Thank you for... Being cool and stuff. You know, because you're just the coolest.
Get off the phone.
Later, dude. Okay, bye. Okay.
Oh, shit. Anyway, that's from Funny or Die. pretty good shit on this chocolate milk day. This is Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 3, Verse 13, celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. Day. This next clip is from the Boondocks. I used to play it, and I had cut into a promo we used to do back in the show, way back in the day on the show. I used to do promos with like different clips and drops from pop culture mixed in with me saying, hey, this is the Stoner Jesus Show, stonerjesus.net, blah, 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 et cetera, so on. And this was one of the clips I used for a promo. And first of all, I'm going to say that they use the N-word a lot in this clip. But this is the Boondocks. It's not me. It's not my fault. It's the creators and writers of the Boondocks with what may some may see as the excessive use of the N-word. I don't know. I can't judge that. I'm very white. You can be the judge. Anyway, it's fucking funny. And it's Martin Luther King Jr. related, so we play it on Chocolate Milk Day via Boondocks.
Excuse me, brothers and sisters, please. If someone could just turn off.
King looked out on his people and saw they were in great need. So he did what all great leaders do. He told them the truth.
Will you ignorant niggas please shut the hell up?
He just said what I think he said.
Is this it? This is what I got all those ass whoopings for? I had a dream once. It was a dream that little black boys and little black girls would drink from the river of prosperity, freed from the thirst of oppression. But lo and behold, some 4 decades later, what have I found but a bunch of trifling, shiftless, good-for-nothing niggas. And I know some of you don't want to hear me say that word. It's the ugliest word in the English language, but that's what I see now, niggas. And you don't want to be a nigger, 'cause niggers are living contradictions. Niggas are full of unfulfilled ambitions. Niggas wax and wane. Niggas love to complain. Niggas love to hear themselves talk but hate to explain. Niggas love being another man's judge and jury. Niggas procrastinate until it's time to worry. Niggas love to be late. Niggas hate to hurry. Black entertainment television is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Usher, Michael Jackson is not a genre of music. And now I'd like to talk about Soul Plane. I've seen what's around the corner. I've seen what's over the horizon. And I promise you, you niggas have nothing to celebrate. And no, I won't get there with you. I'm going to Canada. Thank you, Huey.
Thank you, Dr. King.
Do what you can.
So there you go. And again, for those of you who think that that's a lot of the N-word on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, it wasn't me. It's the Boondocks. I can't be held responsible for that. Thank you. Jesus Show Live. Chocolate Milk Day Special, our 11th annual Chocolate Milk Day Special, a long-running tradition on the Stoner Jesus Show. More information on the show can be found at stonerjesus.net. Links, sponsor banners, all of that stuff, stonerjesus.net. Thanks for everybody watching live. We've got one more segment coming up, the best of Cardi B, again, in celebration of Martin Luther King Day. Because it wasn't for people like Martin Luther King Jr., then people like Cardi B couldn't have blossomed into our consciousness. I will assault you for however many minutes you can handle it. The best of Cardi B coming up. It's really top-notch. Top-notch stuff. Top-notch entertainment, if you will. Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 3, Verse 13. We'll be back, bitches. Stay tuned.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption.
Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
Hope everybody's got their vape pen handy, or their pipe, or their bong, or whatever you use to do your medicine.
But you don't. Important. It's not a requirement. You don't have to be high for this show.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
I don't know who you're talking to. You have to be high to do anything. At least I do. I don't know about you. In fact, I've been high so long that being straight is another high.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice. Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. Bought a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seed, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemp Inc., that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
So, I really should be paying more attention to my rundown of the show that I write down every week. I have a whole outline of what I'm going to do, and if I would have looked at it, I would have realized that I didn't do the Aaron Hernandez thing. The Aaron Hernandez documentary is on Netflix, Inside the Mind of a Killer, whatever it is, Inside Aaron Hernandez, I forget the name of it. Anyway, it's a three-part docuseries. I watched the whole thing last night, and I mean, I would recommend it if you're interested in the story. It's pretty interesting. But the reason that it was important to me was because we did a parody song, an Aaron Hernandez parody song, St. Peter did, a few years ago. It was about 5 years ago. It was around the time that it was revealed that Aaron Hernandez was a suspect in a double murder after he was already in trouble for killing someone. So I figured this would be a good time to play the parody song here on the Stern Jesus Show Live, by the way, chapter 3, verse 13, sternjesus.net for all information on the show. But I was going to play at the end of the last segment, going into the break, I was going to play the song, but I forgot, and I did not look at my rundown to see that I had forgotten. So here we go, our Aaron Hernandez parody song from St. Peter from 5 years ago on the Stern Jesus Show, in honor of Aaron Hernandez being back in the news because of the Netflix docuseries. So check it out. Enjoy.
Yeah. Make sure Aaron Hernandez doesn't hear this. I don't want to get shot. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, Aaron. Aaron Hernandez has a quick draw. He plays football, but he really wants to shoot, yo. They got him for one murder. Now he's got charges for two more. Yeah, he's a really good tight end. But he's even better when he's shooting you in your face. Yeah. He's coming for you. Yeah, he's coming for you. All the little punks that fuck with Aaron Hernandez, better run, outrun his gun. All the little punks talking shit about Aaron Hernandez, better run, faster than his bullet. All the little punks that fuck with Aaron Hernandez, better run, outrun his gun. All the little punks talking shit about Aaron Hernandez, better run, faster than his bullet. Aaron went to school in Florida. Loved college ball, loved slapping the asses. Now he's in prison. Getting his ass slapped in a different way. Aaron waited for so long to get to the NFL. Now he's shooting motherfuckers. His career has so much promise. Now his booty hole can be had for a pack of cigarettes. All the little punks that fuck with Aaron Hernandez, better run, outrun his gun. All the little punks talking shit about Aaron Hernandez, better run, faster than his bullet. All the little punks that fuck with Aaron Hernandez, better run, outrun his gun. All the little bitches talking shit about Aaron Hernandez, motherfuckers, better run, faster than his bullet. Yeah, you best not be talking shit about Aaron Hernandez, son. Or Tom Brady either, for that matter. Bitches be getting shot up in here. I'm sorry, Aaron, if you hear this. Stern Jesus made me do it. Please don't shoot me. Please.
So there you go. From 2014, St. Peter's Aaron Hernandez parody song. Of course, we know now Aaron Hernandez is no longer with us. so no one has to worry about him coming after us and shooting the fuck out of us, which apparently was his thing, his main thing. And other things, there's, he said, people, guys claim he was bisexual or whatever, and he did all kinds of shit. He did football, but his main thing, his main love, if you will, was shooty motherfuckers. I think we'll always remember him for that. In any case, that was the parody song. Thank you. I'm sure the awards, the comedy awards and podcasting awards will be rolling in now. Now, I've gotten that out of the way. I'm caught back up with my little rundown here, what I'm supposed to be doing. I pay fucking attention. The best of one Miss Cardi B. My spirit animal. I don't know, I could go on with the superlatives all night. It's really unnecessary. Celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day with the best of Miss Cardi B.
This first one is Eow. Eow.
Oh, you know, that's like almost like a sad cat sound. Like a cat that's going through pain. Meow.
All right, so wait. Uh-huh. You are from the Bronx?
Mm-hmm.
Good night. I know exactly when it happened.
You remember exactly when you got your club shot up?
Yeah, because that one night... It had to be that night.
It had to be that night.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
But
I actually have no idea what you're saying. No idea whatsoever. But I usually don't. It doesn't matter. There we go. We'll stop that right there. That graphic. I was getting on my nerves. It's bogging shit down. I don't miss any bit of Cardi B. You know what I'm saying?
But we...
Who ate all the food that only left the fucking beans? Selfish motherfucker. You selfish? That's, I want you to repeat after me. Meow. Meow.
Meow.
Meow. Okay then. Well, let's step it up a notch then.
A lot of you children, you know what? I've been realizing that, like, a lot of kids, they really love me, and they be looking up to me, and, like, you know, when I be seeing them, they just be like, Cardi, I love you, I'm your biggest da-da-da-da. And you know what? Because of the kids, I have to realize I do have to change. I have to change in the cursing, certain type of things I do. I gotta keep them in mind, you know, because they love me. But not today, though. Today I'm wilding. Today I'm bugging and thugging. Not today. But soon, though, I love y'all. Stay in school. You know what I'm saying? Stay in school and don't let nobody bully you. You know what I'm saying? Somebody bully you, hit them the fuck back and be like, bitch, look how you look. Fuck? Talking about me.
I'm actually very...
Look how you look.
Very human. Like, a lot of people think that these celebrities, like, don't have feelings and everything. I'm a very emotional person. I pretty much want the same shit you want, motherfucker.
Have you guys met before?
It's
John
cute.
Cardi?
No, we haven't.
No. You look British.
I look British?
Yeah.
I think, thank you.
Yeah.
Steve on 5 times platinum. I can't believe it. I really can't believe it. Oh, I can't wait to drop this album, and I can't wait to finish this verse so I could go bother my man. Play with his balls.
I was cracking you. You was like, help me, help me.
So every time I take a picture with a nigga and I put it up on my gram, people be like, oh, I bet you fucking them. Oh, you fuck them. Like, come on. Are y'all kidding me? Why are you clocking my pussy? How about you worry about what your pussy could do for you or what your bitch pussy could do for y'all?
Like,
why are you clocking her pussy? Don't be clocking her pussy.
Like the Pet Shop Boys.
The Pet Shop Boys? I look like the Pet Shop Boys?
Yeah, you think I give a fuck? This I be with whole Stormy shots in the granny.
I ain't no princess, though. I'm a gangster. You know what I'm saying?
Government is taking 40% off my taxes. And Uncle Sam, I want to know what you're doing with my fucking tax money. Because
preach, sister.
Because you know what I'm saying? When you donate to a kid...
Where the fuck is my tax money going?
From a foreign country. They give you updates of what they're doing with your donation. I want to know what you're doing with my fucking tax money because I'm from New York and the streets is always dirty. We was voted the dirtiest city in America. What is y'all doing? There's still rats on the damn trains. I know y'all not spending it in no damn prison because y'all be giving niggas like 2 underwears, 1 jumpsuit for like 5 months. So what is y'all niggas doing with my fucking money? What is y'all doing with my fucking money? I want to know. I want receipts. I want everything. I want to know what y'all niggas doing with my fucking money. What is y'all niggas doing with my fucking money? Uncle Sam, I want to know what the fuck you doing with my motherfucking money.
I thought he was going to give me like a watch or something. But he just went out his way.
This is an aside. I wonder what recreational substances Cardi B enjoys. I'd just like to know. There's one. I would like to have that list of Cardi B's top 5 recreational substances to enjoy before, you know, doing something like going on Jimmy Fallon. Be interesting.
I gotta go use the bathroom. And by the way, I farted.
You guys want to know some real shit that I have learned? Like, I've been hanging around with a lot of people that's wealthy, that is rich, that is famous. And one thing I learned about these people is that, like, no matter how much money you have, no matter how big you are, how famous you are, like, they will still end up stealing your charger and your lighter.
What is in your box?
Not a penis.
What did he say? Did he say what's in your box? I'm gonna try that again.
Box.
No. Back a little further.
No matter how big you are, how famous you are.
Oh, sorry.
Like
fuck
they
that
will
up.
Still end up stealing your charger and your lighter.
What is in your box?
He did.
Not a penis.
To like house music, so I used to like dance like this, really loose, really sensual. Erotic, erotic, put your hands all over my body. That was one of the songs that I used to love to dance to.
They say I'm too ratchet, they say I act wild. I'm turning with the phone like a bad ass child. They call me stepping once, tell them try that now. Cardi B, no, it's me, hear that bad ass sound.
Now repeat after me again.
And that was a Spotify commercial? No fucking idea.
That new God kids out of nowhere. You know, once you start making money, everybody wants you to be the kid's godmother. As a comedian at heart, like, I have, like, 100 people working in my, like, inside my brain. I've always been like this in school, everything. It just makes me feel good. Like, I don't know why I do it. My head functions really differently. I wish somebody could, like, go inside my ear, go to my brain, and find out what's going on over there because it's not normal.
What is it? Tell me what it is.
I don't know what it is.
All right. You're gonna have to make up something because I have to guess if you're lying or telling the truth.
I don't know what it is.
I can wait. You can think of a name for it.
Welcome, guys, and welcome to Health with Cardi B. Now, if you have an inner vagina smell, don't try to douche, don't try to do nothing. You need to go to the doctors. Now, matter of fact, bitch, you need to go to the hospital. Go to the emergency room and tell them to check you out ASAP. Like, make up a lie. Be like you have a tampon stuck in your pussy so they could just check you out ASAP. Because, sis, shit is not working. And then right after, I suggest females to drink cranberry juice. Once or twice a week. You know cranberry juice is type nasty, but fuck, you gotta do it. And go on a yogurt diet for like a whole week. You know what I'm saying? Eat yogurt every day for like a whole week. And yeah. And then people say I don't give good advice. They crazy.
The nerve of them.
The fucking nerve of them. I'm saving these bitches and these niggas fucking nose.
Tell you if I think you have to know what it is.
Pussy balls. Are they pussy balls or not?
Now, pussy balls.
You know, a lot of bitches show me love. A lot of bitches show me love. And I love my bitches. I love me a lot of you bitches. But a lot of bitches is mad, though. A lot of bitches is mad. And I be seeing it. But
so true. A lot of bitches is mad.
You want to know something, bitch? Don't be a why her and not me type of bitch. Be a how can I get next to that bitch type of bitch. Be a shit, well, if she could do it, I could do it too type of bitch. Don't be a...
Sorry, don't be the bitch that you are. Be a different kind of bitch with Cardi B's help.
Oh, why that ratchet ass bitch? Because bitch, because God chose me, bitch. I don't fucking know why. And sometimes I don't know how. But I'm here, though, bitch. The fuck?
That's right, bitch.
Figure it out.
The fuck?
Figure it the fuck out. Fuck, I figure it out, bitch.
Actually, I heard that President Trump is a big fan of yours, and he wanted to send you a message. So now, here's a special delivery from the White House. Take a look at this.
He gonna kill me. I don't understand how you motherfuckers see artists every single day busting their ass. Like, I bust my ass every single day. Every day, every day. But y'all want to blame the success on motherfucking Illuminati. You wear a checker shit, Illuminati. Triangle, Illuminati. Oh, motherfucking, I do a video with throwing fire, Illuminati. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Do you know if I spend my money tomorrow, I ain't gonna have shit?
Rothschilds.
Eh? You know if I stop doing music, if I stop working tomorrow, if I be like, I don't want to fucking work for, I don't want to work no more. My shit will go down the garbage. Shut the fuck up with this shit. I pray to God.
Did no one tell Cardi B about saving money? Investments? There are things you can do with your money to make more money. You don't have to, you know, rap about your pussy until you're 87 years old. So other... Diversify. Diversify your shit.
God, every single day for me to be where I'm at. So why, where I am, where I'm at, that's when I'm going to stop fucking with God. Shut the fuck up. A bitch is a whole straight Catholic Christian bitch. Fuck Satan. Fuck you for your dumbass shit.
That's right. Christian bitch. Fuck Satan.
Someone knows it. Someone's doing it. Someone knows. Now, this is... yeah.
Because they all gave me a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
You know when people say, like, when they have a near-death experience and they go into the light, I think right before you go into the light, that's the sound you hear, is Cardi B's bird noise.
I wouldn't even put it if I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm. I like it like that. That's my favorite.
I like it too.
This is meow, but it's higher?
Meow. No. I don't like when my mom touches me.
You don't like when your mom touches you?
Yeah, she wants to touch my stomach and everything.
Like,
mom, stop it.
That's her grandbaby.
It just makes me feel weird.
Now, have you slowed down?
You know, it's like a cold pigeon in New York City.
Cold pigeon.
Okay, well, yeah, so now.
I'd be like, you know what? I did good. Whatever. You sound pretty good.
It's the sound you hear before the coming of the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
When I see old videos of me, I'd be like, damn. My teeth were fucked up.
Is it amazing to you, huh?
What? My boyfriend at the time, he dumped me 2 weeks before my prom.
What?
But I honestly think it's because he didn't want to pay for the limo. But then that night, forget it.
We talk about the curved dick. Like, you know, niggas' dicks that be curving like this, like a cashew or like a banana or some shit.
Like a cashew. That nigga's dick be curved like a cashew.
Like, those type of dicks is actually a shape, right? And a lot of niggas have that type of shape. And, like, you know, sometimes they hit the... Those type of dicks hit the spot in the pussy, but it's really hard to get fucked in the ass with those type of dicks because it just don't go straight to your asshole. And those type of cocks, the bended, curved cocks, it's actually real uncomfortable, like, you know, to, like, suck because it's not like a straight penis. Like, a straight penis just go, like, straight down your throat. But that type of shit is, like, you got to position yourself a certain type of way. Like, if you're a newbie to a nigga that has a curved dick... It's gonna
noob, dick sucking noob.
Be very uncomfortable or very weird to adjust your mouth.
You don't want to get into it, but that night something he, you saw him again?
No, I just.
She's high as a fucking kite, yo.
Did someone pay for the limo?
This is Cardi. Cardi got crooked teeth. Cardi still get fucked by the scammers and the drug dealers and still get the shmoney from them. Cardi is happy. Be like Cardi.
Like Kimber, looking like a red stripe on Tinder. Shit on these hoes. Light up my wrist on these hoes. Now I look down on these bitches. I prove like I'm on stilts on these hoes.
So there you go. Fitting end to the Chocolate Milk Day special, the best of one Miss Cardi B. Chapter 3, verse 13, Stern Jesus Show Live. Thanks everybody for checking out the show. You motherfuckers are awesome. Our traditional celebration of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, aka Chocolate Milk Day, now comes to an end. It's sad, but it is what it is. StonerJesus.net for all information on the show. Keep spreading the word about the show. All my social media stuff is on there. I do a lot of other shows. High Noon Hemp Show. Cannabis News 5 days a week for the Marijuana Times. See them behind me. There you go. Video, many places. Twitter, Periscope, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook. We do it live. Follow on Periscope at StonerJesus420. Turn on the notifications so you know when the show goes live is probably the best way to be notified. Probably try to give a heads up when I can, but you know, very busy. Important Jesus stuff going on. Thanks everybody. Checking out the Chocolate Milk Day special. Excuse me. Fucking A. Thanks for watching and listening, everybody. And as always, peace, bitches.